Pat Webster. Well, he toed and froed which way to go with Happy Clapper. Hey, Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Aren't you glad you're going to Newcastle on a soft five?
Yes, amazing thing, Google weather, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. When we spoke earlier in the week, you were tossing it around, but discussions with the owner, and here you are on a soft five, mate. It's incredible, this new track. Hey, mate, yep. He was really good at Canberra, Happy Clapper.
Yeah, look, he just wasn't right last prep. I mean, isn't it funny you say that and you still run Forkin and Epsom, but he did have a setback going in the last prep, a nasty one, as I spoke to you before about, but no, everything so far this time is going good. He's very bright and he's very well, and we're looking forward to getting this one out of the road and then going on to the Doncaster.
Yeah, for sure. I just love the way, I mean, Gold Symphony won by nearly two lengths, but he got out wide in that national sprint. What he wanted to do, Pat, was really charge through the line.
Yeah, he did, and that was his first time in quite a while. He'd only had blinkers on once before.
Yep.
And Brenton keeps saying that he hits a flat spot. So we thought we trialled him in them, and then we was hoping that it's not that he doesn't try. He just, when they sprint, he just hits its flat spot. And it probably happened again, but no, he did hit the line. And admittedly, the opposition wasn't group opposition or weight for age, but he's couldn't ask for any more.
No, exactly. Stays at the 1400. Are you happy doing that on the way to the Donny?
Well, he ran second in the Donny last year doing it, even though he's a bit older. Yeah, I am, because he likes to be kept a bit fresh, and then he's got a very long prep ahead of him. So I'm very happy with the 214s. And then it's a funny thing, when you set him 13, he's looking for 14. When you go to the 14, that's why I'm a bit weary today. He's looking for 16. So, yeah, we got to be a little bit weary of that.
The one thing, mate, I guess you'll want to see is just the horse winning, to get that confidence.
Yeah, that'd help, but I'd like to see him winning. Give my confidence a boost if he'd done it in the Doncaster.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, that's the big aim. And just news on that, Blackheart Bart has been scratched from the Blamey Stakes tomorrow down in Melbourne. Darren Weir just told me before I came on air, the horse seemingly has got cast in its box last night. It's taken a big piece of skin off the hock, between the hock and the hip, hopefully superficial, but scratched from tomorrow. And the Doncaster now is a big question mark, given that the horse hasn't raced. He might throw an entry in for the prelude next week, or he might totally freshen up for the Goodwood. So the Donny has even changed this morning with that horse. It you just need to be there on the day and 100% sound, don't you?
Oh, it's a big thing, and it's every trainer's nightmare. I honestly feel sorry for Darren, because that's much the same thing happened in Clapper's yard last year. And look, people, mate, they're the salt of the earth, horse trainers, you know, in my eyes, because we all live on tender hooks. We get the horse to a certain stage, and like Clapper hurt himself, a fox run out after
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's just things, these hurdles that's put in front of you all the time, so you're just on tender hooks, even walking from the stable to the float, or, no, there's always some hurdle being put in front of you, so I feel sorry for Darren, but they're the things that happen in racing. Does that affect the weights in the Doncaster at all?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Can I just go back here on my magic computer and have a look? Just while I'm looking, the barrier today, do you see yourself in a similar position to sort of Canberra and then sort of charging late?
Yeah, I'd like to be able to answer it, Andrew, but I've never ever give Brent the instructions, Clapper, and I'm you know, Blake will come out and say this and say that, but at the end of the day, I just you ride him how you see it. That's all I say. It's you know, it's just great to have great riders on, and they just, you can just tell them to do what they want, and it all depends how the horse feels.
Yep.
When it comes out, if it feels it could be a bit closer or back a bit, them sort of riders don't listen to. They throw the instructions out the window anyway. But I'm not one into this horse maps here and maps there. And because I remember the great George Moore once said, even the last race he rode in, that there was never ever one race rode, you know, run the same.
Yep.
So this map business, no. I just like my jockey to go out and ride it how he sees it.
Okay. What would happen if Blackheart Bart isn't in the Doncaster? Chautauqua, if it goes there, would end up being top weight. Currently has 56.5. The next question that I'm now putting through my brain is, what does the top weight have to be in a Doncaster?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it 57 or 58? Mate, I'll clarify that and I'll send you a text, plus I'll tell our listeners as soon as I get that clarified. But as it stands, if Blackheart Butt doesn't get to the Doncaster, Chautauqua would be the next top weight. So a bit to play out. Thanks a lot, Pat. I hope he runs really well today.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Pat.